The government's car scrapping incentive scheme had been described as the flagship of the recently approved economic stimulus package, but President Václav Klaus believes it's the scheme itself that should be scrapped. On Thursday, he vetoed the government's stimulus package, arguing that measures such as providing people with incentives to buy new cars discriminates against other sectors of the economy. Joining me to discuss the implications of the veto is Rob Cameron. First of all, Rob, why exactly does President Klaus believe the scrapping scheme is unfair?
Well, yeah, I'm looking at what he said on his website in a statement. He said that the scrapping incentive scheme was discriminatory, non-systemic, had many legislative mistakes, and it had a highly uncertain positive effect. He went on to say that it favoured industry at the expense of other sectors of the economy and gave preference to short-term interests of several big players in the car industry. He clearly doesn't like the scheme, which was a Social Democrat proposal agreed during bipartisan talks with the Civic Democrats back when the Civic Democrats were still in government. And the current interim government has inherited those measures to fight the effects of the global economic crisis. But in vetoing the car scrappage scheme, President Klaus also halted plans to raise tax deductions for families with children and also to raise child and unemployment benefits. So it's not just cars that have been affected by the presidential veto.
And what's been the response from the carmakers? I'd imagine they're not very happy about this.
Quite, they're not. The head of the Car Producers Association said the scheme had one fundamental and decisive factor. It works. He said it would also help the reputation of Czech car makers among their colleagues in other European countries, because they, of course, have already introduced the scheme with mixed success, but some of them accuse the Czechs of benefiting from their scheme whilst refusing to introduce their own. So Czech car makers clearly think it would show solidarity as well as contribute to this pan-European effect to resuscitate the car industry.
But they seem to be the only ones saying that.
They seem to be, pretty much, yes, because critics point out that despite the fact that car makers such as Skoda, Hyundai, PSA, Toyota all have big factories here in the Czech Republic, most cars that are sold in this country are actually imported. So it's not 100% clear how giving Czechs the equivalent of about $1,600 to trade in their old car and buy a new one would actually help the Czech-based car industry. And other people, it has to be pointed out, also have ideological objections to the whole idea of destroying old cars to sell new ones. The former president, Václav Havel, most controversially said earlier this year that Škoda Auto saying it must build more cars because people need jobs was the equivalent of saying concentration camps must exist because camp guards and commanders need work. So obviously that wasn't a very fortunate comment, but not everyone believes that Europe's car industry is some sort of sacred cow that should be protected at all costs.
So is this the end of the story, as they say, or do you think that the scheme will in the end be introduced?
Well, that's a big question, isn't it? I mean, the measures were approved by Parliament originally back in May with something like 82 votes. To override the President's veto, they need 101 votes, and there are 200 MPs in the chamber. It was a Social Democrat initiative. Social Democrats say that agreement should be honoured and expect the Civic Democrats to join them in overriding the President's veto. The problem is that there are elections in early in October, and it's unlikely that they'll be able to vote until September due to the summer recess. So if the incentive scheme falls victim to the election campaign, then who knows?
Thank you, Rob Cameron. We'll, of course, let you know how that story